Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Monday morning, 8:50 a.m. It's time for our Monday reboot segment when we get to talk technology with my guest, Lewis Campbell, who is joining us this morning from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington. There he is this morning. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you today?
Doing well, thank you. How are things in your world? What have you been noticing in the news this week?
Well, don't buy a dental plan from Tom Hanks.
Really?
That's the first thing that caught my eye.
It's all right.
Because it's not really him selling it. So apparently there's an AI online commercial going around where Tom Hanks is peddling dental plans. And Tom Hanks himself has come out and said, this is not me. This is AI generated. I had nothing to do with this.
Whoops. Okay. Is there going to be a cease and desist letter going out soon from one of his lawyers, probably, if not already?
I would bet that that's already happened. That's my theory, but we'll see.
Wow. That leads new meaning to the term buyer beware, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Interesting.
I
think we'll see more of that, unfortunately, in the future. So, all right. Interesting. I hear there's a problem with the brand new Apple iPhones. They're overheating or getting warm. And Apple says they're going to be sending out a software upgrade patch to maybe control that a little bit better.
Yeah, apparently the iPhone 15 is overheating on different people, and they're saying that it's a problem with the software.
Right.
Basically, apparently, I guess there's too much stuff running, and it's overclocking the processor. I don't know. Well, overclocking would be the wrong term, but basically stressing it out. So they're going to send an update, and hopefully that'll take care of that. But it's prevalent enough where a number of people reported it, and it ended up in our news today.
That's true. Well, and again, like anything new, right? I know they do a lot of testing, but it's always not good when you release a new product, right? And then there's widespread, or at least a number of complaints about issues, right? And I guess Apple said that as long as you don't get that dreaded message that says your phone needs to shut down, it's okay, even if it is warm to the touch or something, right?
Yeah.
So, but they do that, right? I mean, even Android phones, I know, get warm when you're using them a lot, or if you're playing a video game maybe, or something that's really taxing on the processor, they do tend to heat up, and that's just part of the nature of the business, I guess.
Yeah, and that, you know, it's interesting. Technology-wise, the reason that happens, we've over the years made processors and other electronic components smaller and smaller and smaller. Well, the way you do that is the circuit paths, you know, the little wires, if you will, that are engraved on the little circuit boards or inside the chips, have gotten smaller and smaller and smaller. Well, the narrower you make those, the less electricity they can actually conduct, right? And so if you put more juice through them, or put the juice through faster, if you will, they're going to leak out that excess electricity as heat. So it's kind of counterintuitive, but the reality is the smaller you make these things, the more likely they are to generate heat. So if you start using them like crazy, and you know, you use them a lot, they're going to generate more heat.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
And certainly things have gotten a lot smaller as we cram more things into our phones, right? The camera,
right.
The 8 different lenses now for the cameras and everything else that we're asking phones to do.
Yeah, the circuit pathways are getting smaller and smaller and smaller, but we're still shoving the same amount of power, relatively the same amount of power through them. So, you know.
Well, I would maintain the batteries are probably getting bigger and more powerful, right, to last longer. So that's more to it as well. But that is how it goes. So interesting. All right. What else? What else do you notice this week?
Well, at the risk of making a bad pun, this week, maybe not this week, but soon, we're going to see if Sam Bankman-Fried gets fried.
Oh yeah,
I had to do that. It's just He is going on trial. So for those of you who don't remember, this is the guy who founded FTX,
the big crypto exchange, right?
Exchange that ended up, going under because, he was basically stealing from Peter to pay Paul and pretending like he was actually making the money when he was just shifting it around. You know, of course, a lot of investors lost money. You know the story. This is a story that's been repeated more often. So he's going on trial, and it looks like the crypto industry itself are really right in the front row seat of cheering for him to be convicted, because they want to see that people are held to account for this, so that the crypto industry will thrive and continue and not become the victim of, too many people like this, and the victim of bad press.
Right.
So we'll see how this goes. The trial's just starting, but it's going to be a trial that's interesting to keep, looking at.
Okay. Interesting. We'll see how that goes, right? And I think there's, there's a lot of people watching that to kind of see if he's going to be held, accountable, or what's going to happen, or who else was maybe involved in the collapse of that exchange. So we'll see. We'll see what's going on. Okay. Anything else this week that you want to share?
The Google trial is still going on. The Satya Nadella, the CEO of Microsoft, was actually called to testify, and he basically said Google's argument is a bunch of baloney. So, what are you going to expect from Google's biggest competitor, right?
Yeah, true.
But again, this is going to be interesting to see. This is a big deal because it's going to set the tone for how far companies, just like the Microsoft trials did way back in the 90s, right? How far companies can go in pushing their products and kind of trying to manipulate the environment to bring their products on top.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, all right. We will see. We'll see what happens. One final note that I was looking at, a bunch of researchers, Dutch researchers, have done a discovery. They've been studying human lifespan, and they think they've discovered this elusive ceiling, the oldest that life expectancy that we can expect to live before the human body just gives out. And that's a new study. They studied about 75,000 people, and the age limit for women is 115.7 years, and for men it's about 114.1 years. Three decades worth of research from this Dutch foundation. It's being reported today in Brighter Side of the News is where I'm seeing it. So, but it's
that's a pretty 0.7, right?
So, yeah,
that they got that nailed down to a pretty
pretty specific.
So my aspirations to be 200 years old are just like, there's not
well,
a possibility there.
Not at the moment, but maybe things will help. But I think at the moment they're saying maybe without any other kind of bionics or whatever, it's that's about the max. And they talk about the case of a French woman who she lived to be 122 years and 164 days old. She was the oldest verified woman.
So it's possible to go beyond that.
Possible, right. That's the average, I think. That's the average for longevity, I guess, right, before things just kind of wear out. You always get a few people that will push the envelope, right?
Yeah, so, I hear you.
So we'll see. All right. Lewis, thanks for joining me this week. Always appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott, and everybody have a great week.
All right. You too. Thanks. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He's my guest every Monday right here at this time on our Monday Reboot segment on KSJE Farmington. Have a great Monday, everyone. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, beginning a little after 8 o'clock right here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.